Fanga County Commissioner Bitruth Biel says since early November, dozens of people, mostly children and the elderly, have died after experiencing symptoms including diarrhea, vomiting and heart pain.
People are dying in Fanga County. There is 7 days. It started on 2nd of October within New Fanga Town, which is the headquarters of the county, and also within surrounding villages of Fanga County. Anytime a person dies, especially the children, the young ones, and the elderly people, so far we have lost over 90 people. The record that I have, 90 people have died. We are wondering whether it is the impact of the oil explosion or something else.
Commissioner Biel says cattle, sheep and goats are also dying in the area. He says the area has been submerged in floodwaters for some time, and local officials suspect the death could be linked to toxic water pollution caused by an oil spill.
The cattle and goats, they have been dying because of water. They don't have anywhere, they don't graze anywhere. So you could see them, they are all grazing in the water. Some people are taking their cattle to Malakal, that area, a dry area. Some are going to Fiji County in the side of Canal, the Fiji County. So some have gone across the river to Chologlan, as far as Ruweng administrative area, by going up to Wunkur and all this. So these are challenging times now for Fanga County. Cattle are real dying. And as a result, it will become difficult because that's the livelihood of the people.
Commissioner Biel says he wrote to Jonglei State Governor Dine Jok Chagur about the death in Fangak, asking for an urgent intervention. Dr. George Wani Wori, the World Health Organization coordinator in Jonglei State, says WHO visited the area recently and has forwarded its findings to Juba.
We are aware about it, so the ministry at Juba level is supposed to issue a statement. So I cannot really comment on it at this point. WHO has gone there, and we will still be sending people. But I cannot really comment in anything.
Tuang Majuk, the acting governor of Jonglei State, says he has notified national authorities about the situation in Fanga County after visiting the area with the WHO and UNMISS officials.
A team of World Health Organization and UNMISS and other agencies plus myself went to the location of New Fanga where the outbreak has taken place, and came to the surface of the water like oil, and that's why people are saying that is oil. We reported this to the national government because they said they have no those experts. We reported to Minister of Petroleum and Minister of Environment, so that they go to the location and see by their own eye what is the cause of this eruption.
When contacted for comment about the death and symptoms reported in Pangak, Dr. Victoria Anif Majur, a spokesperson for the National Health Ministry, said she is aware about the situation, but her ministry has yet to receive official communication from the local leaders in Pangak. Acting Governor Majur says an investigation must be carried out immediately to avert a catastrophe. Ascom is an oil and gas corporation from Moldova that operated in the area but left the country after the start of the conflict in December 2013. Majuk says an environmental impact assessment has not been conducted since the petroleum firm stopped operations in Pangak County more than 7 years ago. For VOA News, I am Deng Guiding in Bor.